Hi, this is Herb Montgomery with Renewed Heart Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's weekly podcast. This week we're going to be moving forward in Luke chapter 11 with verse 44, where Jesus says, "Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves, which people walk over without even knowing it." This is an interesting word picture. In the first century, if you were a Jew and you walked on someone's grave, even if you did it accidentally, you were considered unclean for a week. What Jesus is saying here is that one of the elements of an unhealthy religious community is that it claims to make people clean, to save them, to set them free, and yet in reality it's full of unmarked death. It actually enslaves people and makes them sicker. It wounds them, it brings them into even greater bondage, and makes them even more lost without them even knowing it. What I want to draw your attention to this week is that there's a level of being oblivious to it all here. There's an unknown quality to it. This happens so often in religious environments because of their very nature. First, Jesus did not come to call us to join a religion. He came to call us to a way of life, the way of love. Secondly, religion, to some, looks very good. It looks like the right thing to do, but if we're not careful, that which we think is helping us can really be doing greater harm. We can be in a religious environment that's actually pushing us farther away from the kingdom while making us feel as if we're being saved, being made whole, being made clean, or being made healthier. Let me explain what I mean. I want to be clear from the beginning this week about what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that having the right beliefs isn't important. Certainly, beliefs shape our understanding of God and His love for us, His character, and therefore, it's extremely important and relevant what we believe. Secondly, I'm not saying that right behavior is not important. There are many self-destructive behaviors that God wants to set us free from. What I am talking about this week is the reality that too often in our religious environments, worth, value, security, acceptance, belonging, and life are bestowed upon people on the basis of the rightness of their belief or behavior. We've discussed basing our acceptance of others on the rightness of their behavior elsewhere, so this week I'd like to discuss just briefly the problem of basing our acceptance of people on the rightness of their beliefs instead. I want you to consider something that for years I have been reluctant to share, because when I do, it always seems to be misunderstood. Within the last 12 months, though, it has struck me right between the eyes once again. In Genesis 2 and 3, the fall of man centered on believing a lie about the kind of person God actually is. We've covered this in the presentation, "Whom Do You See?" But the actual act that we call the fall was an independent effort to obtain life from knowing the difference between good and evil. The options were either to eat, in other words, to gain life from the tree of life, or to gain life from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, of course, God wants us to be able to discern the difference between what is good and what is harmful. But this isn't what this story is about. There's a difference between knowing the difference between what is good and what is evil, and actually endeavoring to get life from that knowledge, that ability to discern. When it comes to the rightness of your beliefs, is it being correct in your beliefs that's going to determine whether you are saved or lost in the end, or is God Himself your Savior? You see, when we base someone else's eternal destiny simply in what they intellectually believe, doctrinal or otherwise, we are inadvertently supplanting the place that God alone is to hold. We are exalting doctrinal beliefs to the place of Savior. It's important to have right beliefs, absolutely, but what we are talking about this week is deriving worth, acceptance, belonging, assurance of salvation, or life from the rightness of your belief instead of Jesus and the cross. The difference is so subtle, but the result is huge. You see, in an effort to share biblical facts with others, we must be careful not to exalt those facts to a place of determining who's in or who's out. The center of any healthy kingdom community is Jesus, and what we believe grows out of following Him, who is at the center of all we are to be about. What determines whether someone is in or out of God's kingdom, according to Jesus, is always their heart orientation to Him, not their intellectual position on certain facts. An example of this is the thief on the cross. Jesus saw the orientation of this man's heart toward Himself. He didn't give him a questionnaire about what he believed. Jesus saw the orientation of the man's heart and simply whispered to him, "Welcome to the kingdom." I know this may challenge a few of us. I'm challenged by it too. But if we do not begin to make this distinction, we are in danger of also becoming unmarked graves that claim to set people free by introducing a clearer knowledge of the Bible while actually polluting them even more by supplanting the position only Jesus is to hold in their lives and replacing it with something that looks on the surface to be correct. It's something that is very right, but in a very wrong place. In contrast, Jesus really did heal people. He brought them life. He made people whole. He made people clean. And he's given us the authority, through the revelation of his love, to do the exact same thing. Whenever a community bestows worth or value on others based on the rightness of their belief or the rightness of their behavior, they inescapably become a community described as an unmarked grave. It wounds people, often without them even being aware of what is being done. Let me close this week with this. As followers of Jesus, we have failed to understand and internalize the biblical teaching that our fundamental sin is not our evil, as though the solution to sin was being good. Rather, the issue was trying to obtain life from the knowledge of good or evil. Our fundamental sin is that we place ourselves in the position of God, and we divide ourselves and others based on what we evaluate as evil or good. In the garden, we were not content to simply love like God. We desired also to be able to judge as only God can. This obtaining for ourselves and bestowing upon others life based on our ability to evaluate good or evil is the primary thing that keeps us from doing the central thing God created us and saved us to do, namely, love like he loves. Now, I can already hear the questions that some are right now asking. Living in this love in no way implies moral relativism. Certainly, there are contexts in which it is appropriate and necessary to share with others and even confront others with our detection of the impact of evil in their lives. But sadly, we as Christians have specialized and become known for doing this in the wrong context and in completely and utterly inappropriate ways. But remember, even in the appropriate context, we are not to derive any worth, value, assurance, or life from our discernment of good and evil. We are not to eat, which is an effort to get life, from the ability to discern from what is good or evil. Nor are we to draw conclusions about people on the basis of it either. We are to derive worth, value, security, assurance, salvation, and life from a very different tree, the cross of Jesus alone. And we are to love without evaluating others and without conditions. God's original purpose and the goal of the restorative work of Jesus is to bring us back to Eden, where we once again love without evaluation, without judgment, and without conditions. If they are breathing the same air as us, we are called to love them. Again, Jesus calls us not to a religion, but to love. I think that's enough to think about for this week. As always, I'm open for questions and there's always room for clarification. I love you guys, and remember, God does too, more than you could possibly fathom. And in the light of how God loves us, keep loving like the sun, loving like the rain. Now go build the kingdom.